Hi, team. Welcome to the Life and Safety Podcast. This podcast is for you if you're a safety professional interested in the safety field or just looking for a few safety tips and a good story or two. Your host, Jimmy Rios, has stories and advice on everything from CPR and safety training to flaming lizards and favorite TV shows. Are you ready? Because we're ready. Let's go.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy, Jimmy, with the Life and Safety Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about real life versus TV. If you've ever been in my class before, you know that I like to make fun or tease about some of those TV shows out there. Some really bad ones that, in my opinion, are very bad. I've heard great TV things about some of these shows that I'm going to talk about. But if you don't even give effort in trying to do CPR or trying to do good medicine, I'm turning you off. It's just, it's a bad thing. To quote the great comedian Uncle Joey Diaz, why am I going to eat at the restaurant if they can't even make an egg roll? Right? So it's that small detail. If I walk in, if I turn on a show and in the first 30 seconds they're doing a CPR after a plane crash, and there's supposed to be a lifeguard and a doctor and an EMT, and they're doing CPR, straddling the patient with their hands crossed and, basically pushing on the person's forehead, I'm out. I'm not going to give it any more time. That attention to details matters. One of my favorite things people always ask is, or I actually bring up, it's not my favorite thing, it's probably the worst TV show, it's Grey's Anatomy. Several incidents in that movie, that TV show. They've had characters die and then like basically slap a person in five and go back to work after they're revived. That doesn't happen. When people have CPR done on them, you're basically drilling a hole through their chest. You're ripping cartilage, you're damaging ribs, you're bruising things. That person doesn't walk out for at least a week or so. I think Damar Hamlin didn't walk out of the hospital for 2 weeks or at least after they saved him after the football game. So the TV shows, I know they got to keep the story going, and I'm not blind to that fact, but it's just details, man. Details matter to me. It's a rough thing to watch. Another TV show that people are absolutely gaga about that I started the first one, and it was the fire show on with the Cal Fire guys. I'm a Cal Fire guy. When that came out, I was like, yes, this is gonna be awesome. Super looking forward to it. I like the blonde guy from his previous TV shows, particularly Navy SEALs. It was a fun show. I'm not a SEAL, so I couldn't dictate or nitpick the things on that. So those of you that are in the armed forces, thank you for your service, but don't blow me up over that. If there's bad details on that, I don't know. So it's easy for me to say I enjoyed it and overlook those details. But back to the Fire Country show. First and foremost, if you're going to have digital or digitized fake fire, do better. CGI is so much better now. If those have not seen it, the first opening scene seconds of that show is a digitalized pixelated flame floating towards a above ground storage tank of, I think it was diesel fuel, and it just ignites it and it just blows up, and it's just a mess. It's a mess. I'm probably over exaggerating that or getting it wrong, but I couldn't get past the digital fire. It was pretty horrible. So sorry about that. I bring this up because in classes, I don't get it a lot, but sometimes I get it. It's the dreaded question. I saw this on TV. And any instructor that's in this field or anybody around that knows a little bit about this stuff, you always get that. I saw this on TV, and your heart kind of sinks, and you kind of just get this dread over your face or this dread of feeling. I actually don't do that. I actually get excited about that because I know I'm going to get asked something awesome. It's going to be silly. It's going to be awesome. I'm going to be able to maybe gas the person up depending on our relationship. I might be able to, you know, run with it in a different lecture point or something like that. But I always know it's going to be an awesome outcome. It's always a lot of fun, a lot of fun. So one of the ones I've actually been getting a lot, which is kind of interesting, is I saw this on TV where they suck the snake venom out. It's kind of funny because nobody sucks snake venom for years. We actually don't do that. We don't cut, you know, the leg anymore from hole to hole and try to squeeze it out and like that. What you do now is recommended is just to kind of quiet the person down, relax, have them sit, you know, the leg below the heart, and to get 911 there as quick as possible. That's kind of the new things out there. Yeah, this is a free podcast. If you want more information about stuff like that, join a class. I'm not giving you that for free. So other things about TV shows. We were just watching a TV show, the wife and I. We like it so far. It's a TV medical show on Netflix that was, looks like, I believe it was on Fox before. And everything's been pretty good about it. And last night, they almost lost me. I'm going to give it another chance. But a cancer victim, coded under very shady circumstances. And the lead doctor guy straddled the person and started doing compressions like he was doing, I don't know, like some kung fu palm thrust up to the person's head, Denmark death blow thing. It was pretty gnarly. And the person's head was up in the bed. It was bad. It was really bad. And up to that point, the show had me. They were pretty good. A lot of good medical stuff. They weren't cutting anybody's brains open in turbulent airplanes with a, you know, dull steak knife and a cocktail straw like they do in Grey's Anatomy, you know, which is just crazy, you know. But yeah, the show was pretty good until that happened, and I think I'll give it one more shot tonight. The wife's looking at me going, oh, I really like that show. You can finish it without me. But with that being said, some shows I do like, and I kind of get a little grief for this. I do like Chicago Fire. I like it a lot. Do they have good fire and smoke in there? No, absolutely not. You can't show good fire and smoke in TV shows. And I totally get that. I like that show a lot because a lot of the technical rescues they do, especially in the earlier seasons, the first three seasons, I would say, maybe four seasons, they were pretty right on. You know, a lot of good anchor point things, a lot of rope tying stuff, a lot of just the nomenclature was really good. It's kind of gone more to the, let's be more dramatic and things like that. Like TV shows have to do, you know, that's how they stay on air. You know, it's the storyline. It's not necessarily the action, but that's one of those shows I did like. Absolutely loved Rescue Me, the Dennis Leary show that was on FX. That's still by far my favorite fire TV show. Not necessarily again because of the fires and the crazy things, because a lot of that was pretty over dramatic, but it was because that's how it was in the firehouse, you know, guys getting on each other, guys being there for each other. Yeah. And that's going to be another future podcast. Looking on the lookout for that. We're going to do a little one about what it was like living in a fire station, you know, or dysfunctional family. But other TV shows, trying to think of any other good ones out there that I really liked as far as like realistic stuff, things like that goes. Third Watch was really good back in the day. The fire side of that was really good. They had a lot of good rescues and a lot of good medical stuff on that. I actually used to get extra credit, when I watched ER. And every time they brought somebody in on the ambulance, if I could write down the vitals and do the pass down and kind of figure out or document what they treated them or how they treated them and why they treated them, because it was so realistic, that was always a good thing. That was kind of a fun show to watch. Other than that, you know, keep asking those questions in my class, our class at Life Safety. It's always fun for us to hear it again, you know, and sometimes I'll get a, hey, I like this TV show. They did this. What are your thoughts? Well, I'll tell you this right now. If somebody takes a steak knife and sticks it in their throat and tries to clear their airway, I'm going to tell you it's probably not a very good show, with the exception of George Clooney doing it in ER. Other than that, it's pretty horrible. It's pretty horrible because we don't do that stuff. Well, thanks again for joining us. Another episode of Life and Safety Podcast. Please like and subscribe. Leave a comment. Do all the stuff that you know. And we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of the Life and Safety Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and that you learned something new. If you did, we'd love to hear about it. So drop us a comment, review, or even a like or subscribe, and we'll be totally stoked. If you're looking for more information about Life Safety Associates, you can find us on the web at lifesafety.com and on socials at Life Safety Associates. Stay safe, and we'll catch you on the next episode of Life and Safety with Jimmy Rios.